you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, joining us, Byron Donalds, Congressman, is with us. And good morning, Congressman. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. You know, all-nighters never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
We're just happy we got the president's agenda done.
I mean, talk about a squeaker, 215 to 214. Did you think it was going to be that close?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, in politics, like in sports, it doesn't matter what the margins are. Just win, baby. Just win.
So with this... Thank you, Al Davis. With this big, with this big, beautiful bill, you're happy or happy as can be for right now with this bill, and will it retain its current form and get through the Senate?
It'll probably take some adjustments in the Senate. We'll see what they do. But, you know, like I got to give credit to, you know, the Speaker, his team, you know, a lot of members here on the Hill. All parts of the Republican conference. There's been a lot of negotiations, a lot of late conversations, detailed information being shared back and forth, members getting comfortable with various topics. So, you know, it was really an all-hands-on-deck approach to get this accomplished. We'll see what the Senate does with it, but I think we're definitely on track to making sure President Trump has his legislative agenda get through Congress and to his desk.
With the hours that you and many others have been keeping to try to get this BBB through, I got to tell you, your next gig may, by comparison, be a lot easier. When do you start thinking about and working on being the governor?
Nothing's easy in politics, I'll tell you. It doesn't matter if you're trying to get a major bill through or win a campaign. It's really about the work you do day in, day out that really starts to breed success. You know, you really can't get too caught up in the end goal, although the end goal is always winning. You have to really do your work every single day, and then, you know, that inertia really is what gets you across the finish line.
You know, it is interesting in politics today. It was always like, you know, how do we work with the other party? Now it's like, how do you work within your party? And I know that Governor DeSantis has dealt with very much that kind of issue here in Florida. I mean, as somebody who's lived here for a long time, I just go, man, how can you lose? You got all these Republicans in there. I love what the governor's about. I love, you know, that he's very pro-Trump. And, you know, check the boxes, and Florida's just, you know, going to be off the rails successfully. But that's not the case. There's a lot of little power grabbing going on in the Florida legislature. Are you prepared? Should you get this position? Are you prepared to deal with all these folks?
Yeah. Look, I have spent 4 years in the state house. I'm in now 5 years, going on 6 years in the U.S. House. At the end of the day, a lot of this stuff is really relationships. How do you manage them? How do you try to help everybody be successful? And really how you keep the vision going forward. So I think as long as, you know, the vision from the governor is very clear on where he wants to go, and then you try to, you know, help to make sure that, you know, the leadership and members in both chambers can be a part of that vision and also have their own successes along the way, I think you can get the job done.
Well, look, and the governor stands for a free Florida, and he's made that kind of a moniker and stuff, and it's deserved in many areas. New legislation just signed off on saying, hey, if you're on the water, the police have the same responsibilities if you're on land now. They have to have probable cause before they could do a safety check, which is itself its own fishing expedition. But my point being, when it comes to Second Amendment rights, we're considered like the 45th state in the country, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on that. Specifically, would you support open carry, and not just support it, would you push for it? Because Governor DeSantis supports it, but nobody will ever let it get out of their committee.
Actually, yeah, I would, and I think that I would support that and would push for it. But I think the bigger thing that we have to get done is really unwinding the red flag laws in our state. When I was in the legislature, when the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas bill came through the legislature, I was a freshman at the time, and I opposed that legislation. And I opposed it because I felt that red flag laws really did take away your Fifth Amendment rights as a citizen. And I also felt that there should not be a two-tier system for adults between the ages of 18 and 21. I felt that was wrong then. I still feel that way now. And so I would tell you that making sure that those two provisions, those constitutional rights are actually restored, will probably be job one.
I am glad that you to hear that you did not vote for this. And I can tell you that I had several conversations with, you know, lawmakers in Tallahassee at the time. And basically, this is what they were telling me. Well, we had to do something. And I'll never forget that line. And that is exactly the opposite of what I think as conservatives, what we want in government.
Well, look, I'll tell you, every time I hear we have to do something, I want to vomit. I actually hate that phrase. I've never been a fan of it. I think at the end of the day, you have to protect constitutional rights regardless of what's happening in politics at that particular time. And, you know, when I voted no on the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas bill, you know, nobody knew who I was. I wasn't doing Fox News hits or any of that stuff. You know, I was a freshman member of the Florida House reading a bill and saying, oh, my gosh, what is this going to do to my constituency? It was at the time, it was a very hard vote because you're going against your own party. Mm-hmm. But, you know, nobody, you don't get elected to be a party guy. You get elected to protect the rights of your people and to just try to do the right thing when it comes to policy and advancing good stuff for the state of Florida. And so taking that vote, you know, really against the party apparatus in Tallahassee was a tough vote, but it was the right vote right then, the right vote today, and going forward, it'll be the right thing.
And one of the other big issues is being, resident here in the Sunshine State is this idea of, you know, not just homeowners insurance, but automobile insurance, I guess insurance in general. I mean, it is a backbreaker for a lot of Floridians now. And I know the legislature's worked on some aspects. They appear to be trying. Do you think you'll have any good and fresh ideas that might, you know, bring us some relief?
Well, a couple things on this. I've been able to have a lot of different conversations about the insurance situations in our state. Some of the early reports this year is that premiums are actually coming down again. And I got to give Governor DeSantis and the legislature credit on this. They did reforms a couple of years ago. It's starting to look like that's panning out. Now, we don't want to rest on that. We want to build upon it. And I think one of the key things, especially in property casualty insurance, is reinsurance rates. You know, most frontline insurance carriers, the people that we write policies with, they actually buy insurance from other companies. So you have to... Those other companies, reinsurance companies is what we call them, they have to have a clear understanding of the risk profiles in the state of Florida. So I think, you know, what we need to do going forward is making sure that they have a full understanding of the accurate risk factors, and then you go from there. So I think it's partly doing that. It's partly maintaining the work that's been done. And then the last piece is really about doing everything you can. If you talk about auto insurance, making sure that we're doing the necessary work in transportation to make traffic flow smoother, try to get out of as many log jams and traffic jams as you can. All that stuff helps to prevent accidents, which actually brings down the cost of insurance for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, somebody else who has kind of a similar profile came up through the Florida House was Marco Rubio, now, you know, the Secretary of State. And way back when he was in the Florida House, he had an idea to raise the sales tax in Florida by 2 pennies, and that would give either great relief or completely do away with the property taxes on Florida homeowners. And it seems like everybody's kind of forgotten about that idea. They act like everything else is brand new. But what's your take on property tax relief? Would you try to do it through a sales tax or some other mechanism or not do anything?
If you can do it, I would probably try to do it through sales tax, because it's really the easiest way to help local governments fill their budgets. It would be similar to how we fund education, where there would just be an overall sales tax increase, and then you have to allocate the additional dollars to local government. But I'll tell you, going the ballot initiative route, I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be harder than people realize. Whether it's Alachua County, Levy County, Gilchrist, Washington, a lot of these counties in the central part of our state, the northern part of our state, they really do rely on property taxes, and they don't have the tourism that Miami or Tampa or Orlando or Jacksonville have. They just don't have that tourism factor. So it's interesting how this can work. I did have a conversation with some of our colleagues on Capitol Hill, including Chairman Smith, and with this new SALT deduction that's been put into the House package, actually, I think people in the state of Florida could use these new state and local tax provisions. Everybody's been calling them SALT, to actually help deduct property taxes, their local property taxes off their federal income taxes. So that's something that could be available.
Well, if you have the income level, that could certainly make a difference. I like it. We'll talk more about that. We appreciate your time joining us, Congressman Byron Dallas from our great state of Florida, and maybe a future governor. Who knows? But we appreciate the work you're doing now and getting that BBB through.
Yes, sir. Listen, pleasure to be with you. Thanks, everybody, and we'll keep working.
All right. Stay safe, my friend.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.